It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. There is a number to call. Please see the number on your screen. Call and someone will answer and pray for you and your needs. We are dedicated and we are here to pray for you and your needs. As I said, I am not a paid servant. I am not working for anyone. I am working for Christ. God has called me with a definite high calling. If you want to know more about, there are testimony DVDs on a website, as well as you can see it in YouTube. God called me with a definite high calling, and I'm living for Him, and every minute, every second, I'm enjoying it. I don't know about you. I heard many people every month or every year leaving the ministry and going astray. I don't think those are real, born-again, spirit-filled, called by God ministers. If you are really born again and called by God, you are not going to be disappointed. If you study the Bible, read the Bible, you will be excited. When I got saved, I start reading the Bible. I read Revelation time and time and time again. We just learn about the final war of the devil or Satan. He has so many names. He is called dragon. He is called serpent. He is called devil. He is called Satan. He is called deceiver. He is a liar. He is a thief. He is a destroyer, but his end is coming. And so if you know that you are with one party or you are praising one baseball player or the one wrestler, a boxer, and if you know this man or this party or this person is going to be defeated, will you be cheering for him? Once you know that person is going to be defeated, or he said, I'm going to lose this time, I'm not going to win, you're not going to be happy with him. Why we are happy with the devil? He's a loser. He's losing. And his destruction has come. You can see the Word of God says his days are counted. He knows himself that the time has come. The Word of God said devil believes there is a one God and he shivers. And some people, they believe in God and they don't shiver. Why devil is shivering? Because he knows his time has come. When Jesus Christ came and he was casting out the devils or demons, they start saying, why did you come to harass us before the time? That means they know their time has come and will come. It sounds like a millions of years and thousands of years gone and devil is still doing work. But as I said earlier, if you are born again child of God, you have power over him. You're going to defeat him in every way and every time. When I go to preach the gospel, go to the places where the Muslims or Hindus or Buddhists or nominal Christians, and I tell these people, Jesus Christ is Lord. He's doing signs and wonders and miracles. And some people give me challenge. But I tell them, if you're serving some other God, and if you have that kind of power, then show me your power. One man said, I can go and stand on the leaf in the name of his God. I said, sir, do it. If you stand on that leaf, I'll be standing on another leaf. There are people trying to scare you. There is magic. There are black magic. There are voodoos and demonic things. People are doing it, and they are scaring people. Can you see that some kind of festival comes, some kind of program comes in every country, and they scare people, and they want to dress like a devil, and shout like a devil, and go and watch horrible movies, and get scared and get bad dreams? Why people doing this? They think this enjoying the devil's work is good, but they don't know there is a hellfire. The devil, Antichrist, and false prophet, all of them will be put in a lake of fire. That lake of fire is not ordinary lake of fire. We will be learning later on. That is not the ordinary prison. The word of God says he will be released from the prison. And then he will be given some time. A short time. Some Bible says a season. Some Bible says a little while. And some Bible says a little time. When you say season, it's not seasons. It's a very short time. And so he has a short time after the millennium. And he will try his best to destroy Christ, destroy saints, destroy beloved city or Israeli people. But it will not work. Today also they are trying to destroy Jerusalem or Israel. It's not happening, and it will not happen. Because God has protected these people, and he will protect them again. So we are already protected. Once you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have the blood covering or the blood protection. We learn that Satan wants to kill or destroy Job. God says, no, you cannot touch his body. And second time he says, you cannot touch him, you cannot kill him. And devil has to obey God. Devil says, you kept the hedge of protection. If the Job had the hedge of protection, what he was doing? He was doing sacrifices to protect his children and protect himself. But we have the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ. When the blood of Jesus Christ, if you say the word blood, devil shivers. One man came with a demon possessed, and his friend bought him. And I said, look at me. He said, I cannot look at you. And he started looking other way. I said, say blood of Jesus. He said, I cannot say that word. He was highly educated. He was the treasurer of the RTO department. And he said, I cannot say that word. I knew that this man is a demon possessed. And I cast the demon in the name of Jesus. He fell on the floor. And few minutes later, he got up. And he said, there was something or somebody was twisting me and destroying me. And I saw him getting out of me and went out of that door. Now I am free. This man was not even Christian. He was Hindu man. I said, can you say the blood of Jesus? He said, yes, blood of Jesus. I said, can you say praise the Lord? He said, praise the Lord. I said, who is God? He said, Jesus Christ is Lord. So point I'm making, God has given us power over the demonic forces. We don't have to live in fear and anxiety. I tell the people, why you worry about tomorrow? If you read in a book of Matthew chapter 6, starting from verse 25 to 33, it says, why you worry for tomorrow? Why you worry what you're wearing, what you're going to eat, and all of these things? It says, Solomon, in his whole kingdom, he did not have the beautiful clothes, but God gives the flowers and lilies. So the point I'm making, our life in Christ is more safe and more blessed, and we will be blessed if you follow Christ. Somebody said, but the Christians are dying everywhere. Muslim people are killing them, and Hindu people are killing them, and Buddhist people are killing them, and everybody is killing Christians. But they are not defeated. In the book of Revelation, we read they overcame by the word of their testimony and by the blood of Jesus Christ. When you plead the blood of Jesus Christ and you live for Christ, even though somebody kills you, you don't die. Jesus Christ says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Not only that, the word of God says in Matthew chapter 10 verse 28, he says, if they start to kill your body, but they cannot kill your spirit or soul. But he says, God has power to destroy body, soul and spirit in hell. Can you imagine the devil is a spirit? He was an angel. He could go anywhere. He can disappear. He can appear. He can take the form of man. He can take the form of a bright angel or angel of light. But God had the power to chain him with a chain. There was a greater angel than him, came from heaven with a chain and tie him down and bound him and put him in a bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And he could not get out. There was a seal and he was falling and falling. There was a bottomless pit, means you keep on falling. He could not have any place to land. That's the miserable condition. So the devil has no power over you. I am challenging you, if you're living in misery, if you're living in the power of devil, are you happy? Are you joyful? Do you have peace? Do you have prosperity? Do you know your future? You think, oh, who cares if I go to hell? Hell is good. You don't know about hell. Nobody talks about hell, but the Bible talks about hell. One of these days, I'm going to explain to you the hell and the lake of fire. People are thinking hell and lake of fire is the same. It's not the same. We just learned the hell is like a prison, but the lake of fire is for eternity. So there is no way out. There are people are thinking, oh, I like to go to hell. Hell is cool. Hell is not cool. We just learned that's fire and brimstone. And that fire will be burning for eternity. And the word of God said they will be tormented day and night. So that's the condition. Why we want to go there? We learn about the heaven. We learn about God. We learn about angels. And we are going to learn more. We want to learn more about heaven. We want to learn more about angels. We want to know more. We want to learn more about hell. And there are books about angels and heavens and hell. And there are people coming and telling you, I went to hell and I went to heaven. But they are just dreaming. They are just telling their visions. Once you go to hell, you will never, never, never come out of it. And people said, I went to hell and I came back. That is just the story. That is just their ideas or their dream or vision they had. Nobody comes out of the hell. Do you know? Because there is a parable in the Bible. Lazarus and a rich man. Lazarus died and went to the Abraham's bosom. And the rich man died and went to hell. And he said, oh, Father Abraham, could you send the Lazarus so he can put his pinky in the water and put it on my tongue? I am burning here. What Abraham said, son, you had a one luxury there and party every day. And Lazarus was like a beggar begging food and you didn't care. But he said, okay, then do one thing. Send Lazarus to my brothers so they can come. They don't have to come here. They will listen and get changed. He said, I'm not going to send Lazarus. Even though he goes from here, nobody's going to believe. And the people are saying, I went to heaven and I went to hell. And they are telling the stories. But the word of God says nobody can come from heaven. Only Jesus Christ came. Nobody can go to heaven. Jesus only went. Nobody can go to hell. Jesus Christ went to hell and defeated the devil. So ordinary person cannot go to hell and come back. This is just imagination. This is just their feelings or thoughts or their dreams. Once you go to hell, you cannot come out. And so what the Abraham said, they should learn there is a Mosaic law there is a prophets there. There are teachers and preachers there. Learn from them. The book of Romans says, how can they get saved without a preacher? And the preachers are going and preaching the gospel around the world. Jesus Christ says, end will become when the gospel will preach around the world. So dear friends, there are television, there are radios, there are printed pages, there are satellites, and everywhere the word of God is preached. There is no excuse that you could say, I didn't hear the word of God. But I'm surprised. In America, there are people, when you ask, who is Jesus? They don't know who is Jesus. Oh, Jesus is a good man, or he's a religious leader, or he's a founder of Christianity. They don't know. There are so many people who do not have the relationship with Jesus Christ. We are not preaching about religion. There are so many people, they are offended of Christian religion. Muslim and Hindus, they say, oh, Christian people are bad people. They are living bad life. Look at their hairstyle. Look at their clothes. Look at their food, what they eat. And they are judging them. But let me tell you, when I go to India, I go to Muslims, I go to other people, I said to them, look at Jesus. They say, is anybody can live like Jesus? I said, yes. Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, He transforms you. He gives the mind of Christ. He gives the heart of God. He gives you the nature of God. He gives the Spirit of God. He gives the Spirit of Christ. He gives the Holy Spirit. We can be transformed and live a godly life. God even said, I will make you like my Son. I put my Son's Spirit in you, and you can call me Abba Father. It's a blessed life. If somebody gives you millions of dollars to smoke marijuana, I will not do it. Because I am happy. I am joyful. Yesterday I was talking to one person. He said I was bound to marijuana. And then I gave up. And then I started again. And I gave up. And I started again. But when I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I said, wow, this is the experience. I'm high all the time. I'm blessed all the time. I don't need that marijuana. This is not a one person. There are hundreds and thousands and millions of people. What's happening? When they were murderer, they were prostitute, they were killer, they were destroyer, they were destroying their life. Once they found Jesus Christ, their life is transformed. Today I was listening to one man. He said, I came from the country where there is no God. And I did everything to tell other people there is no God. But he said, I was sick, could not walk. And sitting on that sofa, and someone says, you're going to walk, you're going to be healed. And that man believed his wife was Christian, and he got healed. He said, that's the God I want to follow. And today, he's preaching the gospel. This is one example. There are millions and millions and millions of people. Today, they can testify to you and tell you, I was dead spiritually. I was going astray. But Jesus Christ came into my life. He said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. Without me, you cannot go to Father. There are people say, I don't want Father. No, I'm sorry, I don't want Son, I don't want Jesus. The Word of God says, if you don't have a Son, you cannot have a Father. Why? Because He sent His Son to die on the cross of Calvary for you and for me. And if you reject Christ, if you reject the plan of salvation, if you reject the Son of God, God is going to reject you. Some people say, you know, we go direct to God. How do you know God? Where is the way? St. John chapter 1 verse 18 says, Jesus Christ, who was in the bosom of the Father, He came from heaven to reveal us, to explain to us, to tell us who God is. He said, I came from heaven, I know who Father is. And people thought he is doing blasphemy. He says, I'm a son of God, and people didn't like it. But today, he says, not only I'm a son of God, but if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will be child of God. And you will have the same experience. I said a few minutes ago that Jesus Christ gave the promise in a book of St. John chapter 14 verse 12. Whatever the miracle I did, you will do also, and you will do greater miracles. because time is winding up. If you are a born-again child of God and you never saw a miracle, if somebody is sick, tell them, let me pray for you in the name of Jesus. You will be surprised. People will get saved, healed, delivered, and set free. I am serving the Lord, as I said, since 1956. Preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Telling the people Jesus is the only way. And people are getting saved, healed, delivered, and set free. As I said, I am a living witness. I am a living example. I don't run to doctor one day and next day talk about healing. I don't go to another God and talk about Jesus. I don't go to enjoy myself with the drug, alcohol, or tobacco and then talk about Jesus. I don't need all of these things. Jesus Christ is all-sufficient God. Once you have Jesus, you have everything. Because he says, I am El Shaddai, I am all-sufficient God. You don't need any other God. There was a one man, he came from Hindu religion and he received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And he said, oh, in case I want to keep my Hindu religion and a Christian religion. I said, for what? Oh, in case this, I need both. You don't need both. You need only one. There is only one way. And if you study the Bible, study all other books, there is no clear-cut plan of salvation for mankind in any other book. Only Bible tells you about the God, about devil, about salvation, about heaven, about hell, and about miracles and healings. No other book. They can tell you, but doesn't work. But I have experience and I believe it, and nobody can take it away from me. And that's why I'm doing these programs. I'm doing it free. Nobody's paying me to do it. I am doing it willingly. And I'm doing it happily because I know that God is greater than anybody else. I study about devil. I study about other religion. I study about Jesus. And Jesus is the only one who gives me life. He is the only one who gives me not life but eternal life. And he promised me he is coming back for his bride, for his children. And I'm so excited. I'm living every day with the hope of resurrection, with the hope that Jesus Christ will come, with the hope that we will be having a millennium kingdom, with the hope that we will be having eternity with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and all the saints of God will rejoicing, not one day, but for eternity. Don't you want this kind of life? If you want this kind of life, just go and get the New Testament, Bible, or John's Gospel. Start reading. If you read the John's Gospel 3 times, I guarantee you, something will happen to you. Your life will be changed and transformed. I have seen people they take the tracts or the pamphlet from the trash and read it and get saved. There is a powerful word of God wants to change you, save you, deliver you, and set you free. Let me ask you a question. You tried everything. Did you try Jesus? Did you go to church anytime? Do you have any Christian friend? Can you ask somebody, I want to change. I need the blessing. I am sick. I am afflicted. Doctor tells me that this disease is terminal disease. Nobody has answer. And sometimes you say, I don't have money to go to doctor. I am so worried about my future. I give you an invitation. Come. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You will never be the same. You will never sorry. You will never feel, why did I believe Jesus Christ? Do you know I had a beautiful job, air conditioned office, the treasury key, the company key and everything? When Jesus Christ came into my life, when he gave me call, I gave everything and followed Christ. And I'm enjoying every minute of it. I am not worried about tomorrow. I'm only waiting for Jesus Christ to come. So I'm asking you, just say with me, say, Lord Jesus, please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart, you are the living God. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Change me. Transform me. Touch me. Heal me. Deliver me. And set me free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, something happened in your spirit right now. I guarantee you. Write to me. My number is on the screen. There is an email address. There is a website. We have studied the Word of God from Matthew to Revelation. And so many books on the Old Testament. And there are so many subjects you can study freely. We are not selling anything. We are giving anything, everything free. But if you like our ministry, please help us. And tell us, how do you like the program? We are here to help you. I'm going to pray for you. If your child is sick, if your husband is sick, or wife is sick, or friend is sick, touch somebody right now. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let each and every hurting people be healed, delivered, and set free. And let the doctor be surprised. Let the parent be surprised. Let the people be surprised what God has done. I commit them into your loving hands. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen. Now, I prayed for you, and if you are listening to me or watching, touch your body. Go for checkup. You are healed. God has done already miracle in your life. Go to church. Tell somebody about Jesus. Or write to us. We can be any help to you. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.